Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
President Nikos Christodoulidis and Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati discussed ways to improve the effective management of migratory flows from Lebanon to Cyprus. Christodoulidis told Mikati that the issue of migration is a common one, adding that the response should be jointly addressed through coordinated actions. A very constructive dialogue took place during which the cooperation of the two countries with substantial assistance from the European Commission was agreed upon, a statement released by Christodoulidis's office said. Christodoulidis stressed that the implementation of EU actions also depends on the results of those taken by both sides to address migration and increase flows towards Cyprus. Mikati recognized the urgent need and committed to intensifying efforts to monitor and identify illegal trafficking networks. It was also agreed that there will be a mutual commitment to implement the agreements reached during Monday's discussion. Meanwhile, Larnaca Port's over €1 billion investment project is cloaked in mystery. It emerged on Monday as MPs called for transparency amid rising concerns over the grand scheme. Nothing whatsoever is known about the time frame of the project, and no one had been permitted to see the original contract, said Larnaca Chamber of Commerce President Nagis Antoniou. According to Antoniou, the company has said its hands were tied due to the government refusing to discuss certain issues and effectively asking local stakeholders to apply their influence on the state. With a budget of €1.2 billion, the Larnaca Marina and Port, inaugurated exactly 2 years ago by outgoing President Nikos Anastasiadis, represented the largest infrastructure invested ever on the island. According to the latest announcement by project manager Cypriot Israeli Consortium Kition Ocean Holdings, work on project is supposed to start in May or June, but there is no activity in evidence on the ground. Elsewhere, charges are to be introduced for people using park and ride services, Transport Minister Alexis Vafeas said. The service, which was free at the point of use when it was first introduced in September last year as part of a pilot program put forward by the government between Gracipi Stadium in Lacha and Central Nicosia, will soon begin charging users both for parking and for using the buses. There will either be a charge per use or a monthly charge. As for the parking fee, this is being assessed. Not all car parks on the planned routes are government land, and there will be maintenance costs, Vafeas said. In addition to the introduction of charges, plans are afoot to expand the number of park and ride services, both in Nicosia and in other towns and cities across the country. Outside of Nicosia, Limassol and Larnaca look to be the next towns to be served with park and ride routes. In other news, architects and engineers involved in the construction of a monastery at the environmentally protected Natura 2000 site in Cape Greco will appear before a disciplinary board, it was reported on Monday. Cyprus's Scientific and Technical Chamber EDEC chairman Konstantinos Konstanti said the penalties would be announced when a decision is taken. He said the church should be a shining example over compliance with the relevant legislation, noting that the main responsibility for the start of the construction works lies with the Ayanapa municipality. He also said that there had been an increase in cases of illegal developments, and EDEC said it will be tough on its members over such cases. And finally, Nicosia has been awarded second place in 2024's Erasmus Destination of the Year. The awards were handed out at the Erasmus Student Network's annual meeting in the Spanish city of Seville. Nicosia was praised at the ceremony for its warm and welcoming people, its vibe, the fact that it is an open-air museum, and its inclusive community. Sohaib Nassar, a volunteer at Nicosia's ESN branch, spoke of his love for Nicosia's food, weather, and culture, while fellow volunteer Andrea Sofroniu praised the city's ESN branch. Portugal's second city, Porto, were the eventual winners, while Istanbul in Turkey, Bulgarian capital Sofia, and Seville rounded up the top five.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news, and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.